Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Selling baby scalps, as gross as it sounds, as barbaric as it sounds, yes, this is what's happening with babies who are aborted, some of whom are still alive. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. I know these discussions are difficult, but these are things that are taking place right now. And this is the basis of this trial in San Francisco. Planned Parenthood in the civil case and the California Attorney General in the criminal case, they do not want you to know about this. That's why the California Attorney General has filed these criminal charges against Sandra and David, and why Planned Parenthood has filed this multi-million dollar lawsuit while they have 17 or more attorneys assigned to their case from one of the largest law firms in the world. And they don't want you to know about this. They just want you to think pleasant things about Planned Parenthood, like, well, they do mammogram screening, which they do very little of that. Really, their core business, and always has been for decades, is killing babies and now even selling their body parts for profit. Well, a former board director for the Center for Medical Progress testified during the civil trial in San Francisco federal court that the scalps of babies provided by the abortion industry are being harvested for research in treating baldness. Holly, this is so incredibly barbaric. You can't imagine. If I were to describe what was happening but not tell you the age of the human that it was happening on, you would think that it had to be Nazi Germany.
Exactly. And, you know, we understand that people have had an abortion, or someone you love or know has had an abortion, and there certainly is forgiveness with Christ Jesus for that. But it's so important that we as Christians, we as the church, talk about this truth, stop this horrific genocide, this destruction of human lives, these innocent lives who scream in the womb but don't have a voice in this.
Well, Albin Romberg told the court that pro-life sidewalk counselors first discovered that the abortion industry was trafficking baby body parts in the early 2000s, long before the Center for Medical Progress undercover investigation began. In fact, by the way, this and much other information formed the basis for David and Sandra's research before they ever did the first recording that led them to believe, rightly so, that Planned Parenthood was engaging in illegal activity, which is one of the exceptions to the recording. One is if the recordings are not confidential, and you can show that they're not confidential because the conversations were within earshot of someone else who could overhear it. That's true for all these videos, because all of these were done in public places, and they were done in public places for a reason, because they knew what the law was. Sandra and David did. And the other is that they suspected that the individuals being recorded were engaging in illegal activity. That's the other exception. Right. None of this can be shown to the jury, though. The judge is stopping all of this information as far as the depth of the information that they research. Well, obviously here, this is one piece of that information that did come out, that even before these undercover investigations began, Romberg said that the staff of an abortion at various abortion facilities would arrive in the morning, followed later by the abortionists.
You know, these are pro-life sidewalk counselors.
Yeah, then in mid-morning, a new group of people arrive carrying containers, sometimes with ice and other tools and equipment. A few hours later, a FedEx truck arrived at a regular time and departed with special refrigerated gel pack containers.
Mm-hmm. And it was him and his other pro-sidewalk counselors who noticed this. They were astute enough to start looking at what was actually happening.
Yeah, and so after they talked to the FedEx drivers and they conducted online research, Romberg discovered that Advanced Bioscience Resources was purchasing the baby body parts, and they were likely being resold to those conducting a study on baldness.
He just started asking questions to the FedEx drivers.
They were scalping the babies and taking their scalps and grafting them onto immune-suppressed mice, and then using various pharmaceuticals on these humanized mice to test the effect upon preventing, or I suppose you might say, treating baldness. That's a quote from Albin Romberg in the trial. So this is just one of the things that they discovered. In other words, what's happening is these women are coming in. The babies are being aborted, and these women are still in the recovery, and a FedEx truck or some other express truck delivery service comes up with picking up these packages. They're packaged in cool containers, gel packs, to preserve the baby body parts that have just a few moments ago been beating, been functioning alive inside the womb. Now they're dissected. And they're, in this case, scalps were being taken. So in other words, these babies were old enough to have hair and hair follicles. And then they're rushed over to the research lab and they're put on immune-suppressed mice.
Right, and these parts are taken out, rushed out in the truck, even before the mother many times has gotten out of the abortion center or becoming ill in the bushes trying to deal with the whole abortion, and the parts have long gone for sale.
Mm-hmm.
It's horrific. Just horrific.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's stunning that this is happening in America. Pray for the case because it's still ongoing in California. It's the civil trial that Planned Parenthood has filed against David DeLayden and Sandra Merritt. We represent Sandra. She was, along with David, the two people that did these undercover video conversations in public places. You know, one of the things that won't be shown to the jury won't be able to hear it, is that as a result of these videos, a couple of these organ procurement companies have been sued by prosecutors. Mm-hmm. And they've gone through enormous amounts of fines for engaging in illegal activity.
Because of these videos, right?
Because of the videos, yeah. And they have, some of them are bankrupt. Stem Express is one that survived the fines, but others are out of business.
Praise God for that.
And they won't also hear that many states and the federal government have withdrawn funding from Planned Parenthood because of these videos. They won't see the good things, the consequential things, the illegal activity that was discovered because of these videos. The jury won't be able to see that. So pray that the jury, based upon our limited ability, because the judge is hampering the evidence, is able to see the truth. We also encourage you, and we've been talking about this bill, it is the Born Alive bill that we are asking people to sign petitions and send faxes. And it is a bill that the Democrats on the House side are blocking it. Nancy
right.
Pelosi won't bring it up for a vote.
Right.
But there's a procedure called a discharge procedure, which means if you have enough people on the House, and certainly we can bring it up on the Senate side, but it's not going to be any value to bring it up on the Senate if we can't get it out of the House. But if we can get enough and we're only 10 to 15 or 14 away from getting additional people to sign on in the House to sign on to this bill, then they can bypass Speaker Pelosi and bring it out for a vote. And that's what we're wanting to do. We're wanting to have this bill passed so that these babies that are born alive will be protected and they won't be able to do what Planned Parenthood and other abortionists are doing, where they're killing these babies and harvesting them while they're alive for baby body parts, or in other cases, just allowing them to die.
We have to get back to valuing the sanctity of human life. We have to.
So you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, that's lc.org, and there we have a special page, /Sandra, lc.org, /Sandra. We also have information on our Liberty Counsel Action website as well, lcaction.org. make a difference, sign the petitions. You can also be part of sending a fax and pray and make your voice known. Stand up now for these precious children. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, for more information, lc.org/Sandra. We will keep you up to date with all of the information on this case. And pray for the case, pray for our team, pray for Sandra and David. And if you want to stand by and help us financially, you can do that right there on the website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776.